Bonnie Raitt has a new album. Isn't that great? And even better news, the woman who wrote one of the great pop songs of all time, Nick of Time, has written 5 songs for this new CD. Fresh Air critic Ken Tucker says that Dig In Deep, the new CD, has a vital glow with songs like this one, that unintended consequence of love.
Looks like we've been butting heads again, baby. Lately seems like all we ever do. When things got so crazy, all I know is I don't know what to do.
Unintended Consequence of Love, off the album Dig In Deep, and Bonnie Raitt joins us from the NPR studios in Culver City. Are you feeling a vital glow?
Absolutely. I can't wait to get these songs and take them on the road.
And I read somewhere that you said that writing is not easy for you. Doesn't come easy to you?
No, it isn't. I mean, part of it is that I just have impossibly high standards, and I love really great songwriting. And you know, when you have Randy Newman and Paul Simon and Dylan and Jackson Brown, and then you look at your own lyrics next to that and go, I don't know, maybe back to the drawing board. So during the time when I want to write something, I have to really not listen to anybody that's intimidating. And with 19 records then going into this 20th one, you know, I've really covered a lot of territory, so musically and lyrically. So it came kind of easily this time because it was motivated purely by wanting music that to fit into my live show, that particular grooves that I missed, you know, this gospel shuffle, that there's a song I wrote about that. So I kind of wrote on assignment, and I had some specific things I wanted to say, so that helped. But usually it's just really when I assemble other songs that I really love and get up to about 6 or 7, then I see how the album is coming together. And I kind of, if I'm going to write, I tend to write to fill in the full picture of where I'm at the moment.
Well, 2 thoughts. First of all, if I had written Nick of Time, I would listen to it every night to motivate me.
I just remember, if my confidence is shaken, I just remember, yes, you've actually written something that people like.
And you mentioned gospel shuffle and grooves you weren't getting to. Which song would that be in?
What You're Doing to Me is a song that is really, you know, written about something that I can relate to, about when you kind of have had it and been around the block with love too many times. And, you know, you're just appreciating the non-drama part of your life and just and seeing your friends and being alone. And then suddenly, you know, out of the blue, somebody can come and go, hey, over here, check it out. And, you know, you push up your defenses and they still keep coming. So that's what this one's about. And I play piano on it, and my band just stomped on this groove, and I can't wait to play live.
Let's listen.
I lost the taste for it, pain and waste of it. Love just wasn't meant for me. Just when I thought the coast was finally clear, you come busting in the door and pull me out of here.
That's What You're Doing to Me from Bonnie Raitt's new album, Dig In Deep. And Bonnie, what do you mean by dig in deep? Because I think of you as someone who does dig in.
I chose Dig In Deep. It's a line from Unintended Consequences. And I wanted to use it because this band and I really have been together for, in many cases, almost 30 years. So I really feel that there is a way that we dig into the grooves that we play. Whatever song style we hit, that just there's an unspoken compatibility and a telepathy between us that makes it really easy to go as deep as you want in these grooves. And the playing is just staying out of each other's way. We listen to each other, and it's a family. You know, we really have been together for a long time. And so some of it refers to the grooves, and then I wanted to talk about how some of the topics, especially in some of the ballads, are digging deep, you know. So I thought it was apropos.
Well, let's listen to one of the ballads. This is The Ones We Couldn't Be. You're on piano. Let's listen.
It's hard to say now who left first. Used to seem so clear. You and I were tangled from the start. Somehow the scales just fell away, and I'm left standing here, blown open in the hole that was my part. I wrap the dark around me, there's no solace here tonight. Just wishing and regret for company.
This one is the most personal one I've done in a while. And, you know, I tend to write these piano songs about topics that are cut a little bit lower for me, and let lower from deeper. The scales fall away at the end of a relationship, whether it's, you know, friendship or a work colleague or someone in your family who passes away or a love relationship that's over. Years later, you know, I really think you look back and see the relationship very differently. At least I have, and that's what this song is about. Is that, you know, at the time you can sort of picture it one way or cast blame and say, if only this person hadn't been like this, we could have stayed together, or, you know, this family member, it was all them. But really, in time, you really see that you had as much to do with it. And that's what I mean about the scales falling away.
Yeah. Bonnie Raitt, it is a political season. There's a song on your new CD that I know people are going to think they know what it's about. Let's listen to a little of Coming Round Is Going Through.
You got a will running your mouth. You ran and you rave and you let it all out. The thing about it, the little that you say is true.
Who do people think that's about?
Oh, anybody on TV that's just talking out of the side. I mean, I wrote it a long time ago, starting with the Occupy movement, where you see this groundswell of people that just aren't putting up. It was the Tea Party before that. People know the system is broken. They know that those at the top are controlling too much of legislation, and people are bought off. It's an auction instead of an election, and it's got to stop. The cost of the election cycle, the lack of election reform, the money in campaigns, the lack of transparency just pisses me off. So, you know, I wanted to write a song, and I deliberately skewered it so that people from all sides of the spectrum can get invent their frustration. It's not just my position pointing the finger at the other side. It's the polarization in general. It's ridiculous that too few people are controlling too much.
The way it feels to get turned away and never enough, it's day after day. Yank that by your bootstrap, cause that's the way it really goes.
Well, Bonnie Raitt, before we let you go, earlier you spoke about losing members of your family and that being in the mix for this album. You lost your mother, your father, your brother. I've mentioned this to you before. I'm one of many who mourn the loss of your father, John Raitt, my first love, you know, a giant of the musical theater. One of his greatest roles was in Carousel. He performed The Soliloquy, you know. I mean, how do you process that loss in particular?
You know, I sing with him in my heart, and I sing. I hear him when I need to hold a note, like on I Can't Make You Love Me. Sometimes if I've done a lot of shows and a lot of talking and I'm kind of hoarse, I go, come on, Dad, help me out, and I'll take a deep breath. And sure enough, all of a sudden, this power comes out of that note, and I feel him with me. I mean, I know it sounds like magical thinking or wishful thinking, but the times when it was a profound assist, I went, you know what, I wonder if he's really in here helping me out sometimes. So it's, for whatever reason, energetically, I summon him, and he's with me all the time, and I'm so grateful that fans come up all the time and talk about how much he meant to them.
My little girl, pink and white as peaches and cream is she. My little girl is half again as bright as girls are meant to be.
The late John Raitt, singing Soliloquy. His daughter Bonnie's new album is Dig In Deep. Bonnie Raitt, thank you as always.
Thank you very much, Robin.
I hate to see you bombing, but boy, I saw it coming. That girl just wasn't meant for you.
And let's hear another of John's girl Bonnie's songs. She wrote the lyrics for this one. It's called If You Need Somebody. The new CD is great. You're listening to Here and Now.